Yes?
Neil, what happened, though? Why did you hang up the call?
Because I'm still not convinced that you're for real.
Sir, I'm not telling you that. You have to trust on my words. No. I know you are a customer. You have a lot of questions on your mind, but this is not like that. You can check each and everything, sir. Then after you can decide what you have to do or not. All right? I can understand, sir, you have a lot of questions, sir. But right now we are working. Let me complete my work, please.
Well, I still don't know. You sound very persuasive and very right, but I still, because of that much shit going on, you don't trust anybody.
Yes, you are right. So that is the reason.
Yeah, you can say, give me all the reasons why I should open up the computer and talk to you and let you into my computer.
But no. You are getting me wrong. We are not allowed to take into your computer. We are not allowed to take access of your computer. So you don't need to go online for this. This is an offline process, sir. And until and unless you go online, nobody is going to take a control of it, sir. We are not allowed to do that. You are getting me wrong. You can do one thing, sir. For your satisfaction, I will tell you how you can verify that you are speaking to Telstra or not. You can check, sir. Then after you can decide. All right? First of all, I need to make a report whether your internet is working or not. You can try to turn on your computer because we have updated the security. Check it, sir, whether it's working or not.
Yeah, well, there's no reason why it's not working.
So we are working, sir. That is the reason. And not only you, in your locality, more than 300 customers, they are also become a victim of same problem.
What locality are you talking about?
Sir, we are working in your connection, sir. And right now, you lived in Huntingfield Drive. Right?
Where is my connection?
So you lived in Huntingfield Drive, right? This is your...
Yes.
That's what we are doing here. You can switch on your computer and check whether it's working or not.
Yeah, look, I've seen people get caught ridiculously huge amounts of money by opening up their computer.
You don't have to give me any of your details.
I'm not going to give you anything. I'm going to leave it at that. And at this stage, our computer has been working well, and we will stay with that. If I have a problem, I will contact Telstra myself. Right?
You are not getting my point, sir. It's not about
your
computer.
I don't want to get your point anymore. I've spent 5-10 minutes on the phone, and I'm not any more convinced that you are for real. There's no way I can believe any numbers that you give me, because
you don't need to believe me. No, don't believe me. You can check, sir. If you see that ID doesn't matches down, then don't talk to me, sir. I'm telling you again and again. All right? I can understand, sir. You are a customer, and nowadays in our country there are so many scam calls are going on. But this is not like that. I told you, sir, you don't have to give me any of your details, sir. We are working. Let me complete my work. Then after, I will leave you. Please try to understand. Do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
Look, mate, we're an older couple. We are just going to leave it as this. You do your job as you can for him. I will check my computer later when I'm not talking to you.
And if
I find there's a problem with it, I will contact Telstra. But I don't see why there should be a problem with it, because there hasn't been in the past. And if you're working on it, well, then it should be right.
Yeah, if you won't do this, sir, what will happen, sir? If you won't do this, then what will happen? The foreign IP address which we can see in our server, that is established. So if you won't do this, if I don't make a report, sir, then what will happen? All of your data and like connectivity which you have got, all is going to corrupt. If you want, I can show you, sir, what we are doing here. Some of the services of your router are not working. I will show you that, sir, what I'm talking about. You can switch on your computer first, then I will show you what we are doing here.
Now, look, I'd just like to get out of it, and I will talk to somebody else at a later date. Thank you. Please leave this alone now. Can you finish your job?
No. Let me tell you, sir, what I will do for now, sir. I'm going to stop the services because we are not allowed to provide you this type of services. So right now, sir, I have already given you the reminder phone call. Then what I will do, I'm going to stop the services. You are not able to use your internet anymore, okay?
Right.
Yes.
Well, so that's your, if you are able to do that,
yes.
And then I'll have to re-sort it out after that.
Definitely, sir. Yes.
If you do that, I'll know you're fair dinkum.
Yeah, you can do one thing, sir. Right now, is your computer is on right now?
No, it's not.
You can switch it on, sir. Let me make a report, please.
No, look, we're still not convinced.
Tell your wife, sir. I think, sir, your wife is bothering you. Tell your wife this is a legit phone call. And,
look, I think it's just time we dropped all this. If it's not right, I don't know. But there's just so much.
Sir,
look, mate, you can be as genuine as you like. But how the hell do I know you're genuine?
That's what I'm trying to explain you, sir. I have already given you your router customer ID number, which is 888-DCA-60. You can check your ID, sir. I'm telling you again and again, sir, check your ID. If you see that ID will message down, which I have already given it to you, then talk to me. Otherwise, don't talk to me. For
to
your
do that, I've got,
sorry?
To do that, I've got to turn the computer on.
Yeah, by the help of your... Sorry?
Look, we're going around in circles. It's just bloody hopeless.
Sir, I told you, sir, you don't need to go online, sir. Until and unless you don't go online, nobody is going to take access of it, sir. This is an offline process. I will tell you how you can do this. You can check it, sir. All right? I know, sir, you are not a technical person. That is the reason you don't have any idea about this. I know.
I don't have any trust. That's what
you
I don't have.
Don't trust on me. Don't trust on me. I'm not telling you trust me. Believe me, no. Why should you trust me, sir? You can see each and everything in front of your eyes. What we are doing here, then you will have better idea. Switch on your computer first, then I will show you that.
Look, I'm still reluctant to do that.
Sir, I'm not telling you trust on me, sir. No, you can see each and everything, then after you can decide. And make sure, sir, don't provide any of your details over the phone to me. Alright? For your satisfaction, I told you earlier, don't provide any of your details. Let me make a report. This is a technical thing. Let me do a report of technical things, what we are doing. Then after, I will tell you what we are going to do for you. Okay?
We are not turning on our computer for you. Thank you very much.
Ma'am. Mrs. Ralph, actually right now we are working into your router connection, and because your router is connected to your computer, so by the help of your computer, we are just need to make a report, ma'am. All right.
No, we're not doing it.
Okay, you can do one thing. If you won't do this, apart from your computer, do you use mobile phone with the internet?
No.
So any iPad, tablet... What are the other devices you have? If you're not happy with your computer, don't use computer. Do you have any other device like iPad, tablet, or iPhone, any other device?
Look, you've taken up way too much of our time.
Ma'am, this is my work, ma'am. I have to do this.
We know what you're saying, and look. You're just leaving us in sheer uncertainty, and I know that you can be as genuine as you claim to be, but then on the other hand, you might be just one hell of a good actor who sooner or later will have a crack at doing what we don't want you to do. Now, if you have any understanding of older people dealing with technology, you will find some other way of sorting this out without... hassling us on the phone non-stop. Now,
you can, let me
if you are genuine from Telstra, I'm sorry. But if you're not genuine from Telstra, well, you can get stuffed.
You can. I will prove you, sir. I will prove you. And let me tell you, sir, before giving you the call, we are trying to resolve all the problem from our side. But we can see there is a problem from your side. You know, last night, sir, when I was trying to activate a security, we can see some of the foreign IP address are established. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
Which ID is address?
No, not ID. IP. IP stands for Internet Protocol. Like in our country, every person has driver's license for the identification. So every internet user, they have their own IP address, internet protocol. But I can see last night and on Friday night, some of the foreign IP address are found into it, sir. And just because they are active in your line, sir, while we are monitoring your internet line, we are trying to block the hacker who are found into your router, but we are not able to do that. Why? Because some of your router major services are not working. I'm going to show you that, sir. What are the services I'm talking about? You can see everything in front of you, what I'm talking about. First of all, try to turn on your computer, sir, so that I can tell you what we are doing here. All right, this is a very high time, sir. Try to understand.
Could I speak to somebody else?
Right now, sir?
Yes, somebody else from Telstra.
So right now you are speaking to Telstra, and right now I'm handling your case, sir. All of our like agent and executive are busy with the other customer because I told you more than 300 customer are become a victim of same problem. All right. And that is the reason, sir, you hang up the call and I call you again, sir, just because I'm handling. All right. You can do one thing, sir. Switch on your computer first. Let me show you one thing. Let me show you only one thing, then after you can decide. Okay?
Leave us alone, and we're going to hang up.
That is not a solution. That is not a solution, ma'am. Please. Let me show you only one thing, ma'am. Then after you will tell me what I'm going to do, okay?
So if you're a scammer.
You can tell me anything, madam. You are a customer, but right now, you know, it really hurts my feelings because of the fraud call. We are losing our reputation. I'm a technical person, madam. I work and I studied very hard just to get this job.
How do we know that?
I will show you that, ma'am. I will prove you. Ask your husband. I have already given you your router customer ID. You can ask your husband. That ID, I'm going to tell you how you can check that ID. If you see that ID will match it down, then only talk to me. Otherwise, don't talk to me. All right? I'm telling you again and again.
Yeah, look, I've got enough on the plate today without this going on. Mm-hmm. And look, I know what you're saying, and really, if you were in our position, which you're never likely to be, what would you do? Wouldn't you hang up and say, well, that was probably a scam?
If I had been in your place, sir, definitely I will hang up the lines up. But I'm telling you again and again, sir, you don't need to trust on my words. No, why should you trust on me? I have already given you your router customer ID. You can check it. And also, I'm going to tell you what are the services are not working. You can see in your computer your router service is not working. Your this service is not working. I'm going to show you that, sir. And I told you, sir, you don't... Sorry?
Would you give me a contact number that I can hang up and ring you back within a half hour?
Definitely, sir. If you want, you can write down my name, my employee ID number, our help desk number. You can write it down, sir. You can write down my employee ID number, TEL. Sorry. TEL 04185.
TEL
04185. This is my employee ID number. I work for Telstra Technical Department as an IT technician. And write on my name as well, Sean Miller. You don't need to provide my name. You can give my employee ID to anybody, sir. They will verify and they will provide my details, okay? And if you want, you can write on our helpline number, 0280.
0280. Yeah.
917.
917.
791. This is the direct number of technical department, which is based in 400 George Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000.
Okay. Yep.
You can do one thing right now. Your computer is on, sir?
No.
Okay. We have already upgraded the security. You can check, sir, whether it is working or not so that I can make a report.
Look, just leave it with me for half or three quarters of an hour, and I'll follow that through, and if everything is honky-doris, I will be quite happy leaving it
That is not a solution, sir. That is not a solution. Let me make a report whether it's working.
Please, it's a solution, and let me leave it at this stage. Please.
Sir, think logically, sir. If If I have been a hacker, I don't need your help and permission. I can easily get the access of your computer.
Yeah,
but
right
now we are working, so let me, and I'm telling you, I can prove you my legitimacy to you, sir. By providing you your customer ID, I can prove it, sir. All right.
Yeah,
you know what, sir? You are a very gentleman person, but your wife is very suspicious just because she is a lady.
Don't stay on that track, because I don't think you're in a position to say anything, mate. So just
no, your wife is getting so suspicious. That is the reason I'm telling you, sir. I can understand, sir. You are a customer, but right now you are talking to a technician, sir. All right. I'm going to show you, sir, what are the router services I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you how you can check your router customer ID, sir. Then you will have better idea.
Yeah, look, I'm still not happy about it.
So this is not about your happiness, sir. This is all about your safety and security.
Well, that's right, and that's the unfair part about it, because as soon as I turn the computer on and start checking... You said you can just get into it at any time you like.
Absolutely
so.
Not. If any point of time, sir, if you can see somebody is using your computer, somebody is moving your mouse, simply hang up the call and switch off your computer. I told you we are not allowed to do that, sir. How many times shall I tell you? We are not allowed to take a control of your computer. If any point of time, if you can see somebody is trying to get into it, simply hang up the call and switch off your computer.
Yes, that's once it's on and somebody's in, I'm sorry, mate, but
without your permission, nobody is going to, like, if anybody is trying to take a control of your computer, you have to accept it, sir, from your side. Then only they will get into it, sir.
Yes.
Without your permission, nobody is going to take access of it, all right?
Yes.
First of all, sir, you can check, sir, whether your internet is working or not. Please check it, sir. God.
We are not turning our computer on. Would you please let us leave us alone and let us have a nice Monday morning? Thank you.
Ma'am, I'm also working. Today you are my second customer, ma'am. Please try to understand. Let me finish my work. This is my work. I have to do this, ma'am. Please try to understand. My company paying me for it. Please let me do my work.
A secretary or fourth customer. We're not having anything to do with you.
Sorry?
Hang up the mail and you must not
what did you just said? I didn't get you. What did you say, ma'am?
We're going to hang up the phone and you must not ring us again.
Definitely, I'm not going to bother you again, but let me make a report, please. Please let me have a report, ma'am.
Well, I guess the best report you could make is that you struck a couple of uncooperative people.
A couple of elderly.
Ma'am, you... Sir, give me only 2 to 3 minutes, sir, then after I will leave you. You have already given me 18 minutes of your time. Give me only 2 minutes, sir, let me make a report, sir, then after I will leave you, alright? Switch on your computer, sir. Within 2 minutes, I'm not going to do anything, alright? Give me only 2 minutes, let me see what we are doing and why it is not updating, alright? God. Is the computer on, sir?
No.
It's going to be on.
Okay, once it will be on, sir, let me know, okay? After turning on your computer, you can tell me, sir, what I will do for you. If you want me to tell you how you can check your ID, then after I will tell you how you can check your ID, okay? You can tell me, then after I will tell you how you can do this.
Yeah, no, the computer's not responding at all.
It's not responding? Why it is not responding, sir?
Well, I don't know.
Like, are you using a laptop or a desktop?
Desktop.
Try to switch it on, sir. Why it is not working? Try to switch it on. I told you, sir, that is the reason. While we are updating the security, it is not updating. It is stucking all the time. When was the last time you used it? You told me yesterday night, right?
Yeah. I'm just about to have a bloody breakdown over this.
Sir, this is a very high time for your internet, sir. You can see your computer is not working. Just because we are upgrading the security, your computer and your router connection has got stuck. Try to turn it on, sir, and check whether it is asking you to update or what.
No, we're not turning it on.
Man, leave it alone.
We're not turning anything on.
Hello?